Quote of the day. Don't be so quick to claim your limitations when you've never truly tested them. By Kevin Ngo.
Thank you for downloading the Beacon Podcast. Your speakers are not broken, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming at you live from the Studio.
Studio. Oh, you know what's good. You know it's good.
Matt, I am loving this jam that you picked out for us today.
Oh, and your speakers are not blown, but by the end of this podcast, your mind will be.
Perhaps.
This is sick. This is called Cold Fingers by Ratatat.
Ooh, wait.
I love that name. If you're going to have a band, name it Ratatat.
Ratatat, all up in that ass. I really want to just free flow because I just... The other day I finally seen NWA Straight Outta Compton the other day.
Let me turn the cart down. We got to listen.
But I'm loving this jam, dude. I can't not love it.
Do you still want the music up?
I'm loving the music.
We'll do a couple more measures. Sounds good. See the harmonizing guitars?
I want to hear Matt bust a rap right now. Come on, Matt. What you got? Not to put you on blast.
Oh, there's the electric guitar. Okay. I was actually going to try to look up something real quick to pretend to free-flow.
Oh.
But I had to be honest. You know, I've never been a good free-flower other than about 1.5 lines. I can spit out, like, a sick first line. And then when I have to try to rhyme it with something else.
His name is Matt, done. And he's dressed in blue. We came here to entertain you with a Matt. Sorry, everybody. In case you didn't know, we're white motherfuckers. But we love good jams, and we love freedom, and we love coming at you live.
And we love
you, and we're here, and we're back,
and we love all of you.
And this shit is on.
And it doesn't matter your religion, your race, your personal belief structure. The only thing that matters to us is to live and let live. Be free. Don't fuck with anybody else's person or their property, and
don't be a douchebag.
Do whatever you want to do. Don't be a douchebag. The Beacon Podcast is the quest to end douchebaggery. With saying that, I will have to kind of apologize to the guests, even though last week's episode was awesome. I loved it. It was amazing. It was so much fun. We got a little bit
shitty.
Snockered up. By the end of that thing, we were a little bit snockered up.
Well, you have a bartender on your show, you're going to get fucking hammered.
You got to kind of expect that.
I think he bought the strongest beers you could find ever.
Yeah. He probably did it on purpose. No,
absolutely.
Yeah. But so it was an absolute blast, but don't be offended by anything we said. We are exercising our First Amendment right. And if you don't like it, you do always have the right to change the channel. But
well, if you're offended and you download this show, you're still listening. So thanks for being a trooper, right?
Yeah.
I don't agree with everything Matt says all the time. We don't have the same fucking views on everything, you know?
Nope.
Which, if you've listened to the show, you know. But I still love the motherfucker.
But variety is the spice of life.
You're damn right.
Yeah. So, I just want to hear that intro again, man. I just love this.
At first, I thought my speakers were fucked up. But that was an artistic choice.
Yep. They just wanted to bring it in when they dropped the beat. Is that what it's called? Dropping the beat. We got these bobbleheads on our table that are just dancing to this
Thomas
song right
Paine
now.
Loves it.
And so does John Hancock. We'll post
they're getting gangster right now with their white socks and their buckly shoes.
We will make you guys deal. We'll post these two characters to our Twitter when we upload this video or this podcast. All right, let me get rid of that. So, Nick, how's it going, man?
Fucking crazy, dude. And again, Matt, thank you for letting me do the show with you, bringing me in on this, because it's opened my eyes to so much fucking dumb bullshit that we deal with in our own country.
Sounds like story time.
The Home of the brave. The brave, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Land of the free. The free, you say? So, Americans are brave and free?
Are we?
Would everybody agree with that statement?
That's a tough one now. You know, because when I go to the store or I just get an accurate representation of, like, say, the demographic out there, I don't see a lot of brave people anymore. Like, a lot of just, like...
Especially the younger generation. They're fucked.
They're, man, they're... What's gone on? Is it the schooling system or what's happening, you know? That's...
It's... And don't get me wrong. I don't want to do my job, and I don't want anybody to get hurt. I do everything I can in my power to prevent injuries, you know, unforeseen problems. You know, we do what we can, you know?
Yeah.
But because of this, and this is what bothers me. Everyone's okay with our society being lawsuit prone. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, this litigious society we live in, what are you going to do?
Dude, that
it's
is
just
the
way
answer.
It is. Sue. And I'm going, hey, fuckhead, don't sue for stupid shit. You trip over a fucking curb, you're a dumbass. Because you're fucking crossing the street like a fucking dumbass.
Yeah.
With texting, and you got bumped or whatever.
Yeah.
Or your neighbor's fucking tree fell over.
Let me ask you this. This is a bit of a tough question. If somebody approached you and said, we are going to start our own country, essentially, in the Northwest, say like
Washington
area, Washington, Oregon, maybe it encompasses some of what's next,
which
Idaho.
I imagine would be beautiful. I've been to Oregon, never been to Washington, but Oregon was beautiful.
So what if somebody came up to you and said, and the Constitution will reign supreme there, and this is how it will be set up, and it's kind of some of the tenets that we've talked about on this podcast. Is that enough of an impetus to you, do you think, to where you would go, I'll do it?
Oh, absolutely. I quit my job fucking as soon as possible.
I think I would do it too. I mean, I'm sure I would do it. I would just feel bad that I'm leaving, you know, like...
But you've said it on the show before, vote with your feet, vote with your dollars.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I don't agree with vote for your feet, because we still fucking live in America. It should be under one fucking constitution anyway. It should... I don't want to fucking leave California because... I love where I live. I love the fucking weather. I love the cool... I love the Dodgers. I love going to Dodger games. I love going to Venice Beach. All that, right?
Yeah.
But because our... in liberalism... Sorry. Sorry, liberals. You're fucking shit up. Where's the progress anymore? Well, you want it to be progressive? You're not.
The thing that's...
I can't build a highway because you're fucking birds? Fuck you people, man.
What we're starting to see about them is that they are not as tolerant as they were letting on to be. They were preaching tolerance in order to get the people, the like, say, conservative or fundamentalist, to change their stance on things. But once that kind of happened in this country, in large, then they went even further extreme to the left, and they keep pulling it further extreme, and you go. And they keep using the same excuse. Oh, you're not tolerant. You're not tolerant. And it's really is. I'm doing some research right now, and we're going to do a show, and it's going to piss off a lot of people. But, hey, do you guys want the truth, or do you want to be one of those flamingos that just shove their heads in the sand? You want to be a flamingo that shoves their heads in the sand? Yeah, you never seen the pictures?
I thought they just lifted their leg. Ostriches.
Is it an ostrich? Yeah, sorry.
It's weird
ostrich.
Birds that nobody gives a fuck about.
All those elongated birds got to do the same thing, I'm sure. I don't know.
And you know flamingos are pink because of all the shrimp content? That's what I was told. They eat a lot of shrimp, so they're pink. But I'm going, well, shrimp in their natural form aren't pink. They're only pink when you cook them.
Yeah, exactly. So do they cook them inside their bodies or something and then turn
pink? Maybe their stomach acid is cooking the meat to make it pink.
I don't know.
But... what the fuck have flamingos done for us in the past?
Yeah, exactly.
Not and that I care if they live or die. Just
and they, what they
where do they reign most prominently? Florida area?
Flamingos?
Yeah.
God, I have
tropical.
No clue.
Have you ever wanted to put a plastic one on your lawn? How is that benefiting you? How's that making your neighborhood better?
You know what I've never understood is the...
Tax lady, I put three pink flamingos on my lawn this year, so I need that to come back in my taxes because I'm... working energy. At my house. I'm working on my property.
Yeah. Energy savings.
In the eighth grade, some friends of ours used to go run around my buddy's neighborhood, and we'd kick all the flamingos off. I don't know why, but it was fucking fun. One guy chased us in his underwear.
Oh, yeah.
The homeowner.
See, if he had a cell phone now, you could have recorded that. That would have been hilarious.
No. It was a better time.
Yeah.
I'd rather not have that on my record, you know?
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean it's on your record. You
no, but one of my buddies, if they wanted to be a douchebag, be like, oh, here's Nick kicking a flamingo off some...
He would tweet it.
We were absolutely being douchebags. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
We were kicking these fucking flamingos. But
well, part of how you learn not to be a douchebag is like
looking maybe back.
Some people had to experience it and then realize the like folly of their ways, right?
But we wouldn't have done it if it wasn't so much fun because those little hollow plastic birds, you kick those fuckers like in what would be their nuts, supposedly.
Yeah.
In their flamingo nuts. Mm-hmm. And those, that shit would fucking fly, dude. You know, I put myself on my fantasy football team as a kicker.
Were they like, almost, were they inflated?
No, it's a hollow plastic.
But it would go.
It's a thing.
Did it hurt your foot?
You ever go to the lake and see people, it's like this college thing, like they take those plastic flamingos that people put on their lawns, they cut out the bottom and they cut the beak out and it's like a plastic beer bong. You haven't seen those?
Oh, no, I haven't seen them. I haven't seen them.
No. I thought you were a part of your bro.
No, I guess not.
We're old. That's why.
I guess not. I used to beer bong, yeah.
Yeah.
Not now. Now I just kind of like sip it on stuff. And
yeah.
I never really feel like, dude, let me just get messed up. I like if I'm with, like in a social atmosphere, I like having some drinks. And I'm become kind of a beer snob, to tell you the truth. I'm like, dude, if it's like a good IPA and it's got a good flavor, mm-hmm. boom, I am in. And now people kind of know now. They always offer them, like if, like usually if I go to like somebody's house, they've got like at least something that's good, you know? It's not like back in the day we were like, dude, we just got some Cisco or some Mad Dog 2020 or something.
Man,
and as long
beer.
As it had some ethyl alcohol in it
yeah.
and you could get drunk, that's all that mattered, you know? Yeah. A little different now, I guess, but.
I remember going to a San Diego Chargers game, and I took Marina, and I'm like, babe, we're going to go watch football live. Not that I'm a Chargers fan, but it was just something fun to do. Like, we're in San Diego's great. If you've never been to San Diego, get your ass out there. Have a great time. Enjoy the sunshine. Yeah. But it was football season, so we were together for a couple of years, and she goes, I don't understand how you watch this.
And what was she referring to? Like, it was
football.
Boring?
Football. She's like, what's the point? Like,
she bored or did she think was it bored. Was, like, archaic or...
Yeah. And, you know, she didn't realize, well, you know, I gamble on it. I like to see a little bit of a... I just like it. You know, it's just something to do, relax on a Sunday, you know?
Sure. Hey, to each
and,
his own.
So I go, babe, I got tickets. We're going to go see the Chargers play the Dolphins because a buddy of mine is a Dolphins fan.
Mm-hmm.
And all his homies live down in San Diego. And he had us hooked up with a little room, all that. So we get down there to San Diego. We're grilling. We're throwing the ball around. And, you know, everyone's wearing either Dolphins gear or Chargers gear, whatever it is. And, you know, I'm a Steelers fan. I wasn't, you know, I'm not going to rock my gear because my team's not playing.
Yeah, okay.
Because that's what a douchebag would do.
Which you're wearing right now.
Yes. Because
Steelers gear.
They played today and I did my fantasy football. Sorry. Yes, I am a nerd that does fantasy football.
So, I want to get into that, like, because I don't know much about it. Okay. So if you could explain to me what that is.
So,
but,
real quickly, I'll
I don't
want to
interrupt your
so,
story.
I got to get better at telling fucking stories, by the way. Because
you're good. I just interrupt too much.
Yeah. So here we are, and we're partying. It's great. Everybody's cool in this parking lot, you know? Grilling. I mean, it's everything I love. Music. Sports. Competition. Beer. Grilling, you know? And here comes these girls, and they... They absolutely look like they just graduated high school, if I had to guess their age, you know? And they got their Chargers gear, and they're cool. They got their Chargers beer bong that they made, you know, this and that. And I'm predominantly with a bunch of Dolphins fans, but I'm not a Dolphins fan. I just want to go watch a game, live exhibition match, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, you want to do a beer bong? I go, yeah, fuck yeah, we want to do beer bongs. And Marina and I light up. She goes, you got to say go Chargers. And I go, okay. And so she proceeds to tell me, how to do a beer bong, and I grabbed it, and I go, what is this, your fucking science experiment?
Yeah.
I fucking practically invented this shit.
Yeah, you're like, no, let me tell you.
Yeah, I go, give me that shit. You know, you're talking about beer bongs, that made me think of that. And we're going to be going to a game this year, and I can't wait to just tailgate. But the thing about sports is I just love the competition. I don't give a fuck about all the drama and shit like that. It's not the... most important thing in my life. I just like to see, like in the quote that we had in the beginning of the show, you don't know what you're capable of until you try it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And these guys bust their ass to become professionals. And
I'm not taking anything away from the sport, nor am I taking anything away from like their physical abilities, because it's awesome. Absolutely awesome. And if there's any reason why I would watch it, it's because of that.
Absolutely.
Only though.
Yeah.
What I don't get is the people like the Stat Cats, you know, like
it's their whole life.
Yeah. It's their whole life. I actually had a buddy, and he's a hilarious dude. But at one point he was like, Matt, do you, because I would kept hitting him with this different stuff, because he's a smart guy. So mm-hmm. stuff I was like researching, and he's like, I got to tell you the truth, man. I dedicate probably 60% of my brain towards sports and stats and that kind of stuff. And he goes, I just don't have room for a whole lot of other stuff. And I'm like, yeah. That's kind of sad when it gets to that, right?
That's a sign of a society about to fail.
Well, the more they care about,
yeah, exactly.
The emperor gave the gladiators, Rome,
yeah.
The, you know, the games in order to distract them from,
yeah, and the athletes situations. Made more and more money. More and more money. And we're talking, okay, and we're talking about football. In this case, we're talking about football. Most of these guys are fucking criminals, to be honest.
Yeah, and most drugs, right? And violence.
Drug-related, spouse abuse,
yeah,
all that.
Yeah.
And I don't care if you do drugs, but they have
But here
rules.
Now we're asking people to be absolutely as physically, like,
jacked up,
ferocious as we could ever imagine in an athlete, and then expect them to come home and be like a total gentleman. Like, the society's kind of expecting a lot of extra out of them too, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm.
You gotta perform or you're not getting paid millions of dollars.
Like, look at Tyson, man. Did you expect that guy to go back home and just be like, you know,
playing,
like,
with his birds,
you know what I mean? Like,
he came from a horrible area.
You paid millions of dollars to see a killer just swing, toss his dogs, right?
Yeah.
And so it is kind of, I think it's kind of a funny thing. What I will do, I absolutely love, like, UFC, yeah, or MMA. And
that's one guy versus one guy. You don't have a team backing you up. It's, yeah, just, it's you in there.
I love the it mental for focus, the same reason you love
competition,
football.
The competition.
The competition there.
But I like hockey and I like baseball just for competition. You know, yeah, it's not my whole life. Do I enjoy, like, on a Sunday, just relax and watch some good old sport competition?
Yeah.
Do I follow every stat? No, I don't. So am I a true fan? No, I'm not. The reason I'm a Steelers fan, to be honest with you, is because in the first grade, I believe it was my Aunt Sylvia, gave me a package in the mail for Christmas time, and it was Steelers mittens and a Steelers beanie. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's a cool logo. I didn't know shit about fucking football.
Yeah.
But that's the team. I was like, okay, as time went on, I was like, follow. That's who I like. I don't give a fuck about the players, what they do in their personal life, whatever.
Yeah.
Do I play fantasy football? Yes, I do.
And,
am I a douchebag for that? Probably.
What I'll say to...
But I'm trying to win some money.
I don't think so. And I don't necessarily even think you're a douchebag if you're a stat cat. Here, if you're not hurting anybody else,
you get some enjoyment out of it.
You're not hurting anybody, yeah, you know. But I just, my personal, what I'm so freaking, I was going over today how busy I am, and it's I'm just way busy. I don't get a chance to just sit down a lot. The only time I get to actually sit, I'm doing research for the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm never...
Today was my only day off, and I worked this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, what the fuck?
So, but, having said that, I don't, like, think that super hardcore sports fans are, like, bad people or anything. I just, personally, for me, I go, man, I just could be using my time a little bit
better,
more productive.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely,
what I mean?
Absolutely.
Time to me has now become, like, the most important thing. It, more important than money. Like, time now is like currency.
Well, not only that, but we're getting older and we have less of time.
Yeah.
Imagine your life as a fucking those sand.
You're
playing Pictionary and you're watching the sand drop.
I refuse to do that.
Yeah?
No, because I think that anything's possible.
But you're living your life like you live your life great. I wish I was more like you.
No,
dude, you're going on vacations. You go to Miami. You go to Vegas.
Yeah, but I spend too much.
I've never
in Miami.
Really been. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, well,
they're printing that shit like crazy.
I could have bought a whole backyard, fucking, like, super pimped out backyard for what I spent in Miami.
Hey, but you're never going to forget the time you had with your wife and your friends.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. You know, it's just different strokes, you know, for different folks.
And I wish I did that. Like, I read this book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, right?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
And they talk about being a workaholic, and they describe it like how it affects your family and this and that. And I absolutely fell under that umbrella of the workaholic description.
Yeah.
And I'm going, fuck, man. And every time I try to schedule something, like, we are going to do this then.
Yeah.
Work show fucking blasts me.
Boom.
Opportunities arise.
Yeah.
Now I have the opportunity to make a little bit more money, and maybe we'll hold back on this opportunity to do something fun and do something even funner. But you know what I keep doing is pulling back. And then another year goes by and I don't visit my brother on the East Coast.
Oh yeah.
I don't go do the family shit. That would be cool.
Yeah.
I don't take Marina to Fiji, 'cause that's what we wanted to do.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Like, we went to Costco and they had this,
the reason, if I could interject right there, the reason why I think it's so good is about 3-4 days in on a good vacation in the sun, bathing suits, that kind of thing. About 3 or 4 days in, I experience a level of relaxation that is killer, and it realigns everything in my life. Life just seems chaotic, and it seems like, you know how like a computer, you almost have to, occasionally, there's just bits of information trapped in different places, and you have to defragment it to clear up the confusion.
Boom.
Yeah, and you do a defragment process on it, and it cleans everything up. Yeah. It cleans the hard drive up. That's what vacation does for me, is it cleans the hard drive up. So about 3 or 4 days in, I think about my life way back home, and everything looks correctly prioritized at that point. And I go, that's what's important. This is not what's important. Oh, and it aligns everything correctly for me. This is me personally. And people are probably sick of going on vacation with me, because about 3 or 4 days in, I start just talking about that kind of stuff. I go, see, now what this is what I'm thinking is that, like in Miami, we're in the water and the water feels great, and I'm looking back at this beautiful shoreline of these awesome, beautiful hotel skyscrapers, and we're all just sitting there and the sun's just kissing us, and I go,
enjoying yourself.
And I'm just like, see, this is what I'm talking about, you know, like this is why you live. You don't live to work. You live to live. You work to live.
Exactly. That's the point I'm trying to get to. Like, all I've done is live to work.
Yeah, that's not how it's supposed to be.
And it's really affecting me, dude. It's like driving me fucking nuts, man.
Yeah, that's all right. But identification of that is the key. The gateway.
But I finally got into a position at my work where I could finally fucking schedule the shit. Because my old boss, he used to tell me, he goes, Nick, you got to take time off, dude. And you know what? That's an opportunity for the guys that work for you to fucking come up. Let's see who our fucking next leader is.
For sure.
I'm leaving. Let's see what you got, motherfucker. You know?
Yeah, yeah, for
and
sure.
And so hopefully that will be happening soon. But I don't know, man. Hey. I found a quarter the other day on the ground. And it was a whole, you know how they have the state quarters?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was Hawaii. And I told my coworker, I said, I'm keeping this motherfucking quarter. I'm going to put it somewhere where I can see it every fucking day. To remind me to go on a vacation.
The shit works.
Right? I have my Tommy Lasorda gnome on my desk when I got to work, back to the office, and I put it right there by my Tommy Lasorda gnome. Because Tommy Lasorda is an inspirational guy to me, right?
Tom Sizemore?
Tommy Lasorda. No. Yeah, you can do as much crack as you want. Tommy Lasorda, right?
Okay, yeah.
And so I put that quarter right there on my Tommy Lasorda gnome, and I can see it every day. And when I got home, I told Marina, I said, you know what, Marina? I found a Hawaii coin. And she goes, oh, that'd be cool. That'd be cool to use their coins to like buy pineapples and stuff. I said, no, babe. They're a state in America. They have the same currency as us.
She's hilarious. She
said, but we can still go there and have a good time, babe.
Yeah, yeah. But I'll get you a pineapple with it.
We just, and I'm like, but you hate fucking pineapples, but whatever.
All right, Nick, let's transition real quick.
All right, let's get back.
You had requested at the beginning that you wanted to talk about, you've been wanting to talk about like some of the idiocy that you've seen. Some idiots.
Yes. In my life.
Let's do that and we'll go into a break.
That'd be great. So because we live in this litigious society that everyone's so fucking proud of and not annoyed by, and tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm fucking annoyed by it. Yeah. You're a grown-ass human being. We should have our own fucking brain. Yeah. If you're not in a safe location to do your job, don't do your fucking job. If you can't cross the street, don't cross the fucking street, right?
Yeah.
So I got to take these fucking classes by these, what are considered, what would you call them? Perfectionists or, but anyway, so the other day I had to take this class about trenching, trench safety and dirt compaction, all this, right?
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I've been in a million trenches that are over my head. We did the job. Nothing caved in. 3 people in America die a day in trench collapses. Do I think that's okay? I don't want nobody to die. Absolutely not. But they should be.
Shit happens sometimes. Yeah. Does it mean everybody? Yeah, okay. The thing that sucks is now you got to take a test, and now there's a state standard that you got to hold yourself up to. Cal OSHA is all over your ass.
And it's all over the safety. Oh, it's all, and they put it all over the supervisors, you know, and this and that. It's like, if you can't get your job done, don't do it.
No, and you know what really sucks about it is they'll end up going to you like, hey, you really got to like pretend like you believe in this so that the guys under you will buy
it. And I don't believe in it.
Yeah, and you don't believe in it.
They start talking about all these regulations, and living in California, it's more and more regulations, more and more every fucking year, another regulation, right? And guess what, motherfuckers, when we have an earthquake, nothing's getting fixed because of all these fucking regulations. You ain't touching shit. If we get El Nino, it's gonna be washed out and your shit's gonna be fucked for months.
Sometimes while that stuff happens, nature always conquers humans.
Yeah,
always.
Okay,
always.
And so this guy in this trench class is going on and on about this is what you got to do with your shoring. And don't get me wrong, you're damn right. Shore that shit up, make it safe, get in there, do your job, whatever. Because the only people who don't have to do regulations on shoring are pool companies. This and that. And you're going, hey, dickhead.
He's hating on him.
Yeah, he's hating on him. And what pissed me off was, is everyone in the class goes, fuck, that's stupid.
Yeah.
I'm going, hey, all you geniuses, fucking idiots, think about how you build a pool. Does everybody in this room like to go in a pool? Absolutely. Southern California, if you take an aerial view of Southern California, there's pools everywhere, right?
Yeah.
How the fuck would you build a pool with a bunch of shoring in there? You can't. How could you do your rebar? How could you shotcrete it? How could you finish the stucco on it? But nobody stops and thinks realistically anymore. And he's playing it out like, I don't know, but these fucking pool guys could just go out there and dig a hole and fill it with concrete and then water.
Ow, my balls.
Sounds
like something out of Idiocracy, doesn't it?
Idiots. Yeah. Idiots. Like, let's have some common sense. And here's the thing, dude. This is what pissed me off. This guy goes, I said, well, common sense would tell you this is how you would build a pool or this is how you do a job. He goes, whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay.
This is what this motherfucker said in a class training all of us. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You can't use... Common sense isn't allowed to be said anymore.
Yeah, no. It's not so common. They shouldn't call it common sense anymore, right?
Why is that?
Because
we are idiots.
Yeah. We are idiots, and the idiots are taking over. Unless they listen to the Beacon Podcast.
this is celebrated. Political scientists get the same one vote as the monkeys talking bread. Majority rule, don't work in mental institutions. Sometimes the smallest office voice carries the crown. Who feel it's their duty to populate the homeland? Pass on traditions. How to get ahead in the legions and prosperity via simple culture. The idiots are taking over. The idiots are taking over. The idiots are taking over.
Yes, they are.
The idiots are taking over.
Yes, they are.
The idiots are taking over.
We gotta smarten up, people.
Take it over.
You guys will recognize this. And if you haven't seen Idiocracy, the movie, I suggest you watch it. Because it's not a comedy. It's an actual true story.
As I see it happening in our life. As
the century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits.
Because of government intervention.
Most science fiction of the day predicted a future that was more civilized and more intelligent.
I love this guy's voice.
As time went on,
it's awesome.
Things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction, a dumbing down. How did
Absolutely.
This happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most.
This is great.
The intelligent to become an endangered
Billy Bob
species.
Fucking a bunch of chicks in a trailer.
Having kids is such
This is the intelligent couple.
Decision.
Yeah.
This is
for the right
This is me and Lindsay.
It's not something you want to rush into.
Someday maybe I'll bust a nut up in you without no protection.
Oh, shit, I'm pregnant again.
And this is other people.
Jerry Springer bitch in a trailer.
Yeah.
Thought you was on the pill or some shit.
Hell no.
Must have been thinking of Brittany.
Brittany? No, Dean.
No, you didn't.
There's no way we could have a child now. Mm-hmm. Not with the market the way it is, no.
No, that just wouldn't make any sense.
He don't care about you.
Yeah, well, there must be something he likes over here.
These movie makers nowadays are smart.
This is Mike Judge from Beavis and Butthead. He's a very intelligent guy. He's a
Well, we decided to have children, and I'm not pointing fingers, but it's not going well.
And this is helping.
I'm just saying that before I have in vitro, maybe you should be willing to.
It's always me, right?
Oh, they're getting pissed. They're getting nasty with each other.
And all the pop signs are more pregnant chicks.
Yeah. You guys
pregnant white trash bitches.
Do we got the gist of it?
Yes.
Okay.
So I think that's where we're at today.
Oh, we're there, man.
Welfare absolutely helped that out.
Well, when the government pays you per kid that you have.
What is your...
Up to a... You know, there is a max, but... Then your drive is just to if your drive in life is more money, then your drive if you're getting paid by the government is to have more kids. That's not a that's a horrible yeah,
absolutely the motivating factor
force.
Is. And then I'm sorry, idiots out there, myself included, but they're talking about raising the minimum wage, which isn't that big a deal because it's just because inflation is going to go up anyway, but. The thing is, that bothers me about minimum wages, they're talking about these motherfuckers that work at McDonald's. Here I am. How am I going to raise my kids? I don't make a living wage. And all I do is make Big Macs all fucking day. And please don't ask me to add extra pickles or no pickles because that's too big of order for me.
Yeah, because
right?
You're an idiot.
All I can do is push the button on the screen and make a Big Mac.
And you know what?
And like, I make minimum wage
mean.
For that.
It sounds mean. It almost sounds like an idiot. A ism, you know, like there's racism, sexism.
It's idiotism.
It sounds like an ism. Like I'm.
We made up a word today.
I'm judgmental against dumb people, but I kind of am because it's your own laziness and you're causing the
All right.
problems in society that are happening.
Here's the point. Because you work at McDonald's, I don't say that anybody who works at McDonald's that's making minimum wage is an idiot.
No.
The motivation is I'm a high school kid who's motivated to get a job, pay for a car, pay for a little schooling, and get a better job. The motivation should be I don't want to make minimum wage.
No, let's just say this. What if you love that job and you're okay with it? You go, dude,
But I'm not going to have fucking kids.
Bun. I will throw some pickles down. It's
special sauce, sesame seed bun.
Dude, to me, that's fine, you know, but don't complain about it. Here's the thing that most people don't know. Frederick Bastiat had a book or an essay that he wrote called The Things That Are Seen and the Things That Are Unseen. And the point of it is basically that everything in the economy that you just get to see looks a certain way, and there's an easy fix for it that usually is the wrong fix, and the easiest fix is always the wrong fix. And the things that you don't see are usually the right fix. And I'll give you an example. If there's a bridge being built and the government says, we're going to tax the people in order to build this bridge, then the people, what they see is a bridge being built. They see 100,000 people employed. Let's say it's a huge bridge. Mm-hmm. 100,000 people employed, a bridge being built. They go, this is awesome. But the things you don't see are the people that were taxed, that money, how much of that money that was taken got lost in the bureaucracy of government.
Absolutely.
And then is put on there. And what would that money, if it wasn't being taxed, what would it have gone towards? They would have been spending it on other endeavors and been contributing to it, and they wouldn't have had extra money lost in the bureaucracy of government. They would have had more money spent into the system. So that's kind of like that thing seen versus the thing not seen.
And the effects
of that. If you look a level deeper,
neighborhood that was taxed, that everything else was fucking wasted. Like,
yeah,
all so the production, all the other production was gone.
Well, minimum wage is the perfect example because you go, okay, yeah, I think that minimum wage should be higher, and it's gonna. What I see instantly is, oh, you get more money. Ooh, you get to buy more stuff. Oh, that's great. Now,
but the cost of everything else is gonna go up anyway.
The thing that's crazy about it is not just that, but you make it an employer now has a tougher time employing you. So, I mean, they're just about to double minimum wage. It's like 7.25, I think, the average national. And they want to take it up to 15. Now,
that's within so many years, but still.
Till like 2020.
Like we've talked about in the Money Podcast, the dollar's fucking dead.
Well, so check this out. What that's going to end up doing is it's going to make those same employees less hireable because the employee can't afford it. So he's going to find ways around it. Either the company's going to get hurt, or he'll find an automated process, a robot that'll do it. You can't just raise minimum wage.
Good point.
Are you telling me that a robot
can't flip a fucking Big Mac?
Yeah. It's the things that are unseen. They're all microwaved shit anyway. Yeah. Well, I mean, and here's the thing. The people that haven't studied this stuff, they haven't studied economics. All they've done is get their information fed to them from the news, whether it be Fox, NBC, CNBC, MSNBC,
I'm a victim.
ABC.
I can't feed my fucking five kids CBS. On my McDonald's salary.
All of those news agencies are lying to you, and they're dumbing you down. They're using logical fallacies.
They're trying to get ratings.
But they're not just trying to get ratings. They're also... They are dumbing down people.
Absolutely. Idiocracy in full effect.
Yeah.
But, Matt, let me ask you a question. Because we've talked about the proletariat and the bourgeoisie in previous episodes.
Yes, sir.
What I fear, and tell me what you think about this, I fear that there will be one wage straight across.
Yeah.
Whether you design and build bridges or you fucking make Big Macs.
Yeah, that's
and then that there'll be rich
what Marx
people.
Wrote about. Is it
like, we're all equal. Hey, Matt, we're all equal, bro. Yep. I'm working just as hard as you, flipping these burgers as you are, doing something for a fucking community,
making it
better.
It's called a classless society. And that was what Marx wrote about. He got rid of the middle class.
And do you not see this happening
society.
With the raising of the minimum wage? Hey, the guy who makes a Big Mac is just as important as all of us, Matt. Come on.
Yeah.
That's what they're telling us. I don't believe this, but
in socialist
of course I'm being sarcastic.
Like right now, like Russia, you do have the doctors do have more incentive than the burger flippers. There is a little bit higher pay, but it's not much. It's not like we have now in America where you really kind of get what the market puts a price on. You know what I mean?
And
the free market should put a price on a good or a service. And the whatever a service or a good, whatever it balances out in the market. Like if supply of something goes down, then its price goes up. If the supply of something increases, then the price of it goes down. That's just the law of supply and demand. It's the way the free market's supposed to work, right?
Well, it bothers me, like, in that regard is, you know, they'll say, socialist health care is the way to go. I mean, some guy's profiting on fixing your teeth or whatever pain ailment you may have.
Of course. Why shouldn't he?
If he does a good job, he's helping you. If I'm in pain and you take my pain away, what are the fucking costs?
That's value to it.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
But my uncle, he works with a guy who's from England. He goes, dude, you guys do not want socialized health care. I'm telling you, this is years back, right?
Yeah, they're in a single-payer system as well.
Guess what happens?
Yeah.
You come in with a fucked up tooth or whatever it is, right?
You get an appointment for like a month later.
It's months. Yeah. Not just a month, it's months.
Yeah.
And guess what? Sorry, mate. Y'all go get put your name on all this. Hey, crackety crackety, blah, blah, blah. Right? And then it turns into, well, for a cost, it turns back into capitalism.
Uh-huh.
If you could pay me, but you're damn right I'll fix your fucking tooth.
That's when it gets... They're doing that under
it happens.
Table.
It absolutely sure. fucking happens.
Well, that's why
if
they
you get a fucking bolt, a nail, say you're out there framing a shed, and you get a fucking nail in your eye. Well, sorry, man. There's other people on the list. I got to get there before you. This is socialized health care. Yeah.
That was my...
You're going to have to wait. Well, fuck that, man. I got a nail in my eye. Yeah. It's getting rusty. How about $300, Doc? You and me pull this fucking shit out of my eye and sterilize it.
That's how Miami was, and everybody had a gimmick, and a guy explained it to my friend, because my friend was like, why is this happening? And this dude explained it to my friend, and he said, all of these people are from socialist nations. All these like people that work and party here are from socialist nations. Like, there's a lot of like Russians
where?
Slavs in Miami.
Okay.
And
Cuba.
That's how they operate. That's how you get ahead in those type of societies, is that you have a hustle.
So they're they're hypocrites. Absolutely going against what they believe.
Well, now it's not necessarily that those people created socialism.
No, but they're living the dream. They're living the socialist fucking life.
Well, the socialism.
But how's it really working out? How's it really working out for them?
Yeah.
Hey, hand me some cash.
Well, they get to come here.
I'm not just going to take my cut, my fair cut.
Yeah.
My social cut.
Yeah.
It's pay me, motherfucker, because I want to drive a better car.
Right.
I want to live in a better house.
Yeah.
And so, that's what motivates us, right?
So, Nick,
you shouldn't be motivated to live on a fucking minimum wage. Minimum wage should motivate you to do better in life. Don't have kids, motherfucker.
Yep.
Right?
With that, let's talk about this Bernie Sanders.
All right.
Bernie Sanders is a presidential candidate now. He's announced his candidacy. He will be on the Democratic ticket, and he is Hillary Clinton's main competition. Now,
and nobody's talking about him.
Well,
she's a big deal, right?
In the ghettos, he is getting a huge following. He's gonna give Hillary Clinton a run for her money, especially since Hillary Clinton has all the scandals going on right now.
Okay, side note
with her.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. If you were Jewish and your family was murdered burnt in internment camps, mm-hmm. The word ghetto comes from those ghettos. Would you not be offended? Like, you choose to live here and not fucking do better for yourself if you live in the ghetto. Our ghettos, you were fucking getting murdered. Sorry to change the topic, but I was just curious what you would think about. The term ghetto.
Yeah.
We talk about being offended all the time. I'm so offended. But if you're Jewish, like, dude, you live in the ghetto because you choose to live in the ghetto. Nowadays, we were shipped to the fucking ghetto and we were being murdered as a Jew.
Oh, like a ghetto was like a...
The ghettos were internment camps.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Sorry, when you said ghetto, I don't know why I thought about that, but...
No, that's interesting.
Because I was thinking about the, I was listening to a podcast about Hitler the other day, mm-hmm. and how he came to be into power, and
they talk about burning the Reichstag.
Yeah, all that shit, and just because it kind of relates to what we go through now, in a sense, I just see his collapse.
There's total parallels now. But he was socialist. Here's the thing that
sorry to change the topic, by the way. I was just, okay. The term ghetto, I thought if I was Jewish and my grandfather was sent to the ghettos, he had his own business, he was doing a good job, but this motherfucking dictator came by, sent him to the ghettos, right?
Yeah.
Let's just say my grandfather lived through all that, didn't get burnt through a fucking oven, and made it out. Now we make ghettos for people who refuse to work, whatever the situation is, and they say, I grew up in the ghetto. I was like, no, motherfucker. My ghetto, you're going to get roasted. Yeah, your ghetto, you're just smoking crack and dealing shit.
Yeah. Although,
and maybe I'm wrong.
It's a slow roast.
Yeah.
It's a slower roast. We'll just say it like that, because a lot of them don't get out, and it's a series of brainwashing, and... they don't. A lot of them don't have any hope. They don't have any good.
No motivation.
Motivation. They don't have any good. People to look up to. You know what I mean? It's only. I mean, the fact that you and me even were able to research this stuff and kind of snap out of it. That's. I mean, we're really lucky. Not a lot of people are doing that.
By the way, this being said, have you seen Straight Outta Compton yet?
No.
Okay. This gets brought up in the movie Straight Outta Compton. They talk, because I might be jumping ahead a little bit in our show ideas, but Ice Cube's character talks about, hey, you're giving me shit about my freedom of speech, but all these weapons are coming from Russia, and all the drugs are coming from Colombia. And you're giving me shit about what I do in my own hood?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that was great.
So thank if you. You are a fan of the Beacon podcast, that is a little bit of a glimpse into the future. Our next couple of shows, at least two shows, are already planned out, written out, and it is going to go into that. Who's in charge of the influx of drugs into this country, with some hardcore research and some hardcore facts? It's going to be awesome.
That movie is so good, dude.
I got to see it.
You have to.
I'll have to see it.
After you see it, you're going to want to watch it again. I literally was like, we walked out, went to the Yard House, grabbed something to drink, and I was like, we started talking to the bartender about the, because Marie and I were talking about it. He goes, are you talking about Straight Outta Compton? I go, yeah, yeah.
Did you flip out when he said the drugs are coming from Russia?
I was like, thank you.
Were you like, holy fuck, yeah. That's
awesome. No, the guns are coming from Russia, the drugs are coming from Colombia.
Yeah, but Russia employs all of them.
Yes, yes.
It's international socialism.
But I'm glad that they put that out there for people to think about. We're going to just drop these drugs and guns in specific locations and create hate.
Chaos. And then cause the middle class to want to enslave themselves with the police state.
Absolutely.
That's what's happening. And,
dude, thank you. Recently, we did shows about the police state. And don't get me wrong, I don't hate police, but I hate fucking police brutality. I hate when people overstep their boundaries, okay? And they really that's what NWA started from.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be the dialectic. Mm-hmm. At least in that community, that's going to be the war. They feel oppressed by the structure, and now the structure has become not just the cops, but the Fox News watching Christian fundamentalist white families, that's going to be their enemy as well. And, mm-hmm. and if you were truly Christian, you would probably more sympathize with the black people in the ghetto, if you really were truly Christian. But I digress.
It's like, how can we make things better for everybody? Let's just work together here.
Yep. Just help, give and help. Help make this thing
well,
better.
Well, we've all said, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
Yep.
I don't give a fuck what religion you are.
Yep. All right, let me get into Bernie Sanders. I'll keep it quick.
Yeah.
But Bernie Sanders...
Sorry about that, to get you diverted off of that. That's all right, no problem.
So Bernie Sanders is a candidate. He's going to be probably on the Democratic ticket. Now, his platform, he's an actual avowed socialist. He calls himself a democratic socialist. So let's hear from him real quick. This is him talking. He's on one of those night shows. I don't know what it is. Doesn't matter.
Daily Show?
I don't know.
I am great. How are you?
Good. You holding up so far?
Doing great.
Okay, good. Now, first of all, you look great.
Thank you. Your hair
looks great. And I want to say that because sometimes I picture your hair. When I picture your hair, I picture it a little different. This is a photo of the way I usually picture your hair. Now, this is... Are you just a busy man?
That was after the electric shock.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. Now, I want to talk to you about this campaign. There's been a lot of press about you recently. You describe yourself as a democratic socialist. And that is, some would say, a dangerous thing politically to describe you as. We have a president right now who does not consider himself a socialist, but people call him a socialist as an insult. So are you worried or concerned at all about framing yourself as this, that a thing that so many people have a negative connotation?
Not if we have the opportunity to describe what democratic socialism means. And what that means is you have countries like Denmark, Sweden, Norway, other European countries, which have had social democratic governments and labor governments. And the result of that is, in those countries, health care is a right of all people. I don't see that as a great problem. Right? At a time when so many of our young people can't afford to go to college, tuition is free in many of those countries. Excellent. They have excellent child care, strong retirement benefits. They're often very strongly pro-environment, taking on climate change. So I think when people understand that in those countries, governments are working for the middle class rather than the billionaire class, I think we can get our message across.
I agree. And and as someone who just came back from Sweden, I can also tell you they speak Swedish there. That is it's interesting. I always find that politicians are in trouble whenever they say our country should emulate other countries. I feel like there's this idea that America... certainly when you talk about politics, you have to frame us as we do everything perfectly. Is it dangerous? How hard is it to say we should, in this field, we should be more
like... Look, I think we've got to be honest. There are a lot of things that we do very, very well. But there are things that we do not do particularly well. Are we happy that 99% of all new income is going to the top 1%? Are we happy that one family in this country owns more wealth than the bottom 130 million people? Are we happy that we have a campaign finance system now through Citizens United, that allows billionaires to buy elections? Are we happy that we are not fighting effectively against climate change? So I think smart people look around the world and they say, look, this is what we are doing well, but this is what other countries are doing well. And I think we should learn and not be afraid to emulate the good things that are going on in other countries.
Now, you are... Some have tried to frame you as this fringe candidate, but a lot of the things you believe are things that the majority of Americans believe. You know, you've talked about raising the minimum wage to $15. You've talked about making college education free for everybody.
Public college education.
Yeah. How would you pay for that?
Good question. And the answer is that at a time when we have massive income and wealth inequality, we have got to ask the wealthiest people and largest corporations to start paying their fair share of taxes. It's simple as all that. Right now, we are losing over $100 billion every year because profitable corporations are stashing their profits in the Cayman Islands and Bermuda and other tax havens. You got a guy like Warren Buffett, one of the richest guys in the world, who openly admits that his effective tax rate is lower than his secretary's. So I think it is time to tell the billionaire class that if they want to enjoy the benefits of America, they've got to accept their responsibilities and they have to stop paying their fair share of taxes.
Now, you talk about how, you know, all the income growth in this country over the last 30 years, so much of it has gone to 1%.
Yes.
So it seems like it would be a great position as a candidate to talk about something that would benefit the other 99%. Yet this idea of when you say redistribution of wealth, that always gets framed as something that's not only socialist, but, you know, some would frame it as being worse than that.
Well, Seth, here's the story. In the last 30 years, there has been a massive redistribution of wealth. Unfortunately, it's gone in the wrong direction. What's happened is the middle class has shrunk and trillions of dollars in wealth have gone to the top 1%. So what you have right now is millions of people in this country are working longer hours for low wages. We have the highest rate of childhood poverty of any major country on earth. And I think we have got to get our act together. And in fact, I do believe that all of that money that has gone from the middle class to the top 1%, I think it should start coming back to the people who need it the most.
All righty.
Thanks for that, Seth Meyers.
That was... Oh, yeah. Seth Meyers is the TV show host. So, sounds sexy, right? Socialism sounds sexy. Remember, it's a religion for victims. So, when he goes, well, these billionaires that earn, you know, the top whatever percent of society need to pay their fair share. Well, hold on. They're already paying a higher percentage rate. They may do some tax advantages, you know, they may do something like that.
Because they're tired of being taxed.
But here's the thing. If they earned their billions honestly, then nobody deserves their money. They shouldn't pay a higher fee. Now, part of socialism is a graduated income tax. And what that means is that you have to pay more the more you make. And really, let's be honest, what that means is that the power structure that's creating these rules gets less and less threatened by the people that are more and more powerful, because they're tearing them down more and more. The more powerful you are, you get torn down further and further. Make sense?
The message I get is you deserved everything for doing nothing.
Yeah.
Fuck the guy who invented the
money.
You're a victim.
Yep.
The message should be, hey, you should be like that guy. You should invent the next fucking iPhone.
No, instead they go, we want what he has.
Exactly.
No. And it's
screw you with your five Jaguars and your Lamborghinis and your Ferraris.
How dare you?
I didn't do shit with my life, socialism. And I deserve your money because you should be taxed.
It's a religion for haters. It's a religion for haters.
Hey, man, get out there and
I'm glad that you were able to see through it, because see how sexy it sounds? It sounds sexy to a lot of people. Especially, like, a lot of people go, man, that it sounds really good. Yeah, top 1%, you know, actually, he wants to tax the top 0.3%. He makes it sound so, like, it's not going to affect anybody.
Well, I mean, he did say something like the people who make the most money buy the elections, which I don't agree with.
Agreed. Now, that should not be allowed to happen. He'll throw in
some truth. You have Dow Industrial. You have Monsanto.
He'll throw in some truth.
Yeah.
So that it's palatable.
So it gets your mind going, okay, I'm on the path with you, and then
I'm going to read his platform right now. Okay.
All right.
So so everybody knows, before I get into his platform, because his platform is going to sound sexy, most of his funds come from the labor unions, whereas most of Hillary's are from the banks and media. Very interesting kind of dialectic going on there.
Weird.
Right? Just who's funding them. So
every fucking comedy show is to say Hillary, 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 because they're funding her, obviously.
Well, either way, though, I mean, anybody that's part of the establishment, they're going to tout. And he's obviously part of it's the establishment is international socialism, right?
Our country's fucked. We're fucked.
We're not fucked. But because we got to give people hope. Like we said.
I want to have hope too, but I'm just like trying to fucking get motivated, dude. I'm trying to
positive. You know what? We're doing it, because the more and more now I go around and I talk to people, they're waking up.
Dude, doing this podcast with you has changed my life, to be honest with you.
I got to tell you, man, that's doing this podcast has changed my life too.
Just looking into things and going, what the fuck's up with that?
You just don't believe what you're told now.
I don't even watch the news anymore.
No, because it's horse shit. All right, let me thanks, start guys. Hitting this stuff.
I'm not trying to cut you
off. You got to get out of here at a certain
time.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to help you.
Appreciate that.
So he has a 8-point plan, and he's going to attack all these different things. So the first thing he's going to attack is income and wealth inequality. So the first thing he's going to do to attack income and wealth inequality is to prohibit offshore tax havens. He wants to impose an estate tax on the top 0.3% who inherit over $3.5 million. And then he wants a tax on Wall Street speculators. So this is straight out of the Communist Manifesto.
I was going to ask you that.
A graduated income tax and an inheritance. No inheritance, right? An inheritance tax. That's what he did. Number two, he wants minimum wage from $7.25 to $15 an hour by 2020. Number three, he wants to employ 13 million people by using $1 trillion on roads, bridges, railways, airports, public transit, ports, dams, wastewater plants, etc. over 5 years.
Hey, Matt, real quick, can we go back to the you know, when you die and your taxes go to whatever?
Yeah, inheritance.
Inheritance tax. Can we all agree that, let's say, I become a fucking trillionaire. I bust my ass, whatever I do. I invent the next fucking...
No dishonest dollar in your
portfolio. I invent the thing that just makes everybody's life better. I invent the next hoverboard. Mm-hmm. And there's no economic impact, you know, ecological impact.
Yeah.
Let's say I had kids. If I just gave my kids that money, what are the chances that they'll become the biggest pieces of shit in the fucking world? Is that not what happens in every fucking scenario? Like, the people who...
It might. But I don't know.
I guess it depends on how you raise your kids.
To who you
but if you
give
watch these fucking Hollywood motherfuckers, pretty much all these kids that just get their parents' money are drug addict, porn star, pieces of shit motherfuckers.
Maybe. I don't know if that happens.
Not that I agree with this guy, but I'm just curious about, it's your money. Do with it what you want when you die.
Is it the state's?
But
is that
here's
the state's
thing.
Money?
If you don't
They've
earn
already
the money,
tax you.
What I'm saying is, if like, let's say... Whatever I invent, whatever company I do, not that I'm going to do it, but if I had done that and my kids benefited from the sweat off of my back and had nothing to do with it, they don't give a fuck. They're going to be cokeheads and they're going to be on Dr. Drew's fucking rehab
show. Yeah, but you would be creative about it. You would say, you know, when you open up your first business, you can set up trusts. So awesome. You could say when you set up your first business... $100,000 goes towards it,
mm-hmm.
out of the fund. You know, like, you can set this thing up. Like, if you're real creative, if you're a trillionaire, you'd probably be super
but
creative.
But what he's saying is, like, we're just going to take your fucking rich-ass money.
He says they're taking it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're taking...
Now, don't get me wrong. I do believe it's your money. You earned it. Do with it what you want, even in death. Like, Elvis is still making money. His family's making money. Michael Jackson, same thing. But what I've noticed is the beneficiaries of this money are fucking absolute shitbags.
And but most, you know what? Like, we haven't done a Paris study Hilton's. On that. Like,
Paris,
I don't know.
You get Paris Hilton.
I agree. She's a douchebag. There's a lot of douchebags that just don't know how to work. But I don't think that that's necessarily from the money. I think that that's...
A lifestyle.
It's just from easy... They had it easy in parenting. I think a parent could absolutely... A rich-ass parent, trillionaire parent, could absolutely teach a kid to absolutely kick ass.
Most likely, yes.
I think they absolutely could. It's just, you know...
So, let it be
It just
known.
Depends.
If I ever invent something and change the world and become a trillionaire, all my money is going to go to charity. Fuck the government.
Then put that in your trust.
I will, absolutely will.
Yep. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
No worries.
I cut you off again.
It's
God
okay.
damn it.
So, number four, he wants to reverse NAFTA, CAFTA, and PNTR. These are those international trade agreements, which I actually, this is one of the points I totally agree with.
I was going to say that. What about the TPP? Nothing said about that?
No, he also
oh, he does?
He
okay,
gets into it later in here. But yeah, also TPP. So, I agree with that. I agree with him on that. This is where he interjects a little bit of truth to make it sexy.
Okay, so Matt. Not to try to pull you away again, but is this where the socialists take two steps forward and one step back?
Of course.
So, and this is his, I'm going to take away NAFTA, so that this is where I'm cool.
Yeah. Well, and also...
And then I'm going to attack you fucking...
Well, you got to understand, too, what the socialist communists are doing is they are... A dialectic is being formed. There's going to be a battle one day. And it's coming sooner and sooner. But the West and Christianity are going to go into a horrific war against communism. The West and Christianity is going to be represented by your Western NATO nations, right? Your communism is going to be represented by the East, Russia, China, and then a whole conglomerate of other nations. Now, the communist side is going to, what's really going to spark this war is going to be the battle in between Israel and the Muslim nations surrounding it.
And they're trying to take Israel out completely, right?
Well, here's what's... It's all... by at this point, all the countries are owned and operated by the secret society members. They're putting on a play for us to be able to see and be able to buy into. So, if I can take the teeth out of that play and just tell you guys what the play looks like, because Albert Pike wrote about it over 100 years ago.
Give us a script, bro.
You want me to read you what Albert Pike wrote?
That'd be great.
Oh, give me 10 seconds and I'll pull it right up.
Like, I don't need to see the end of The Departed. Just tell me what's going to happen. Right? That'd be the shit.
Yeah. Well, this is also why I say don't be a pawn in the game. Learn how to think on your own, because these people have been playing you guys for centuries.
But Matt, common sense is a bad word. We can't teach people more than they need to know. People shouldn't think for themselves.
So,
do you not see that more in our society? It's so fucked up.
This Albert Pike designed all three world wars, and the first two went exactly like he said.
He designed them.
Yeah, this is when we're going to go deeper into this on the podcast. But
I've read about him, but I want you to be able to.
When we get into these secret societies, these are the people that actually control shit. And they do it for the craziest reasons you'll ever believe. They're crazy. We're going to start getting into this on
human lives don't matter.
No way. Here's their philosophy. The ends justify the means. So whatever it takes to get to their end goal, it's all worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they think. So here's what he says on the Third World War. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists, that's Israel, and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the State of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. That's the first part of it. Now, after that, it gets even crazier. But that's basically the design of this one. They're going to take Israel versus the Muslim world. Communism is going to be on the side of the Muslim world, and NATO and the Western, you can call them Christian nations, even though Jesus would have nothing to do with any of this, are going to back Israel. And those things are going to go to war. And we're seeing it already. It's happening. That was written in 1871.
Wow.
So... yeah, when you start talking about the secret societies, if you can get a hold of what they wrote, that shit's been planned out for a long time. That'll blow your mind.
Where can I sign up for the atheist fucking group that just doesn't want to be a part of their crazy shit?
You know, the atheists, unfortunately, either America or communism is atheist. Because America still respects whatever you want to believe in, right?
And dude, as an atheist, I'm totally cool as long as you're not affecting anybody else's life.
Yeah.
If you want to play with snakes and get bit by rattlesnakes and tell them this is God's will, I don't give a fuck. I think you're crazy? Absolutely. But it's not proving to me that there's this absolute being in the sky that's making everything great for us.
Nobody will ever prove that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, but your major atheist, like strongholds will, obviously communism is a big one. a huge one. And then,
well, my understanding is that communism, they don't want a god. They believe in atheism because they want their leader to be considered the god.
Yes.
I'm not cool with that.
Cult of personality.
I'm talking about a fucking supernatural being. I absolutely do not believe in supernatural beings. Sorry, mm-hmm. you know, but I've tried. And where do the guys like ICE, where would my groups be at in this whole fucking thing?
You
go up to Canada,
you fit,
get some salmon.
Where I fit in America defending the Constitution, because the Constitution defends your right to believe in whatever the fuck you want to believe, as long as you're not hurting anybody.
And I'm an atheist, and if you were to explain whatever religion, and trust me, I've read into most of them. They're absolutely crazy to me. Mm-hmm. Does that make a fucking difference? As long as you're a cool dude, lady, whatever. I don't give a fuck. But when you're trying to make your fucking religion the worldview or impact me in a certain way or anybody else, that's when I have a problem with it.
Now,
believe what
now,
you want to believe.
This out.
Believe
so
what you want to believe.
I'm Christian. You don't feel like I've been doing that at
all. No, man. You've always been cool to me, dude. You've never tried to be like, but Nick, dude, read the Bible, dude. Read this verse. You never
really do this.
And I've worked with a lot of guys who did that. And it was like so fucking annoying.
Because that's not.
Yesterday I come home. This guy goes, sir, I just want to read the Bible. I said, no fucking thanks, dude. Don't eat it. And he goes, well, I just want to let you know that the keys were in your lock when I knocked on your door. I said, well, thanks for that, man. He well, did Nick, a good thing.
I'm going to tell you this just because this battle between those two groups is going to heat up and intensify. You're going to start getting more militant Christians.
Okay, well, that being said,
it's not correct Christianity. If they read what Jesus taught, they wouldn't be doing that. So I just have to get that out there.
Okay, let's just say this. That being said, is there a correlation why we do not teach better science in schools? Shit that proves that there is no fucking heaven.
There is nothing that proves that I've found. There is, in schools, they try to pretend like they're teaching stuff that disproves it, but it's far from disproven. Far from it.
I don't know. Maybe I simplify.
But we've been indoctrinated into the school system, too. You know
absolutely.
What I mean? So let me continue with this, Bernie Sanderson.
Cool, man.
Hello.
Oh, we lost. Oh, I'm back. Oh, yeah. We're back.
It was me.
I think my wheel.
I unplugged my thing. I unplugged my mic.
We are back on the Biggie Podcast.
All right, so he wanted to get rid of NAFTA, all that. He wants to invest $5.5 billion in a youth jobs program to employ 1 million youth. He wants to pass the Paycheck Fairness Act, or he signed it, and he's a proponent of
Paycheck
it.
Paycheck Fairness?
It's a women's rights thing that women should get paid equal for equal work.
All right, gotta stop right there, because let's talk about minimum wage. That is absolutely a bullshit fucking comment. There's no way women make less than men in any fucking situation. Do you know why women make less than men? Because they choose to stay home and raise their babies, so they don't stay in the company long enough to get fucking promoted, right?
So they're taking like pregnancy leave.
Are you telling me that if I'll be a chick. Just because I don't know if you're a dude and I'm a chick. You're a dude. Okay. We go to McDonald's. That seems to be the common fucking go-to. There's not a minimum wage for chicks and a minimum wage for dudes. So fuck this fucking idea that women make less than men.
Yeah.
If you're an American woman, you could absolutely make more than any man. Because guess what? My boss is a female. All right?
Yeah.
So if I go say
now they're talking in the private sector, because this is one of the federal government's ways
bullshit.
To try
fucking
to put
bullshit.
Their fingers into the private sector.
In America, ladies, if you're going to work hard, you're goddamn right you can work hard. You can work hard, you can be the CEO of a fucking organization. Does that mean, hey, I might not be able to have kids and raise those kids because I'm focused on my fucking job? That's the difference between men and women.
Yeah,
that's the fucking absolute difference between men and women.
Yeah.
Women have the kids, men go out and fucking work. That's the fucking difference. If you get a job, there's not a minimum wage for women and a minimum wage for men. Absolutely not. So I hate this fucking idea.
It's a different minimum wage. I don't know how they're getting
We make the same amount of money, dude. Fuck Bernie Sanders. Fuck that guy.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm telling
you. We live in America.
Watch
Ladies
this.
Have exactly the same amount of opportunity as men do. Except if you fall into your little heart and go, I'd like to raise some babies and be home and watch Oprah and Maury Povich. Sorry, your career isn't going to go the same way as a man's would.
Oh, dude, I've been studying.
Going to fucking work his ass off to pay for your house and your fucking car to go to fucking whatever school your kids want to go to. I'm sorry.
You want to get really pissed. I've been studying feminism and where it actually originated from. Men invented this stuff.
Do you not agree with me, though, Matt? Am I fucking going in the right direction at all?
Well,
ladies,
I believe everything should be equal. I do. Everything should be equal.
Dude, if we worked at Krispy Kreme donuts, if you're a chicken, I'm a guy, we're going to make the same amount of fucking money, dude.
Here it is.
Changes is the chick goes and has
talk.
Kids.
Let me talk.
It's just fucked up. This shit pisses me off.
I know, but let me talk.
It's not even an issue.
I think that everything should be equal in an ideal world. I'm not trying to create a utopia by controlling it. I'm trying to create a utopia by setting it free and letting it balance itself out. So with saying that, I think that if there was any kind of inequality and say in the private sector and there was chauvinist pigs that were only hiring, they were paying dudes more than girls. If, I'm not saying that's true, but if. Then if you're a girl and that happens to you, then you have a choice. At least in a free market, you have a choice. Don't work for them and go get another job somewhere that will treat you what you think you deserve to get paid. And just kick ass. What I've learned in my career is kick ass and all the rest of the benefits come after you decide to kick ass.
And that's the point I'm trying to make. In America, anybody who adapts themselves, works hard, tries hard.
But and don't be a victim, you know. When you demand that the state enforce a crutch for you, you're victimizing yourself. You just put a crutch under you and you're a victim.
In this exact topic, let's not make it a man versus a female. Let's say two girls, same company, right? One girl. Okay, let's say they went to the same college. They both apply themselves and they are trying hard. They're both hard workers, very intelligent people. That absolutely can happen. One of them wants a family. One of them chooses to get pregnant. Well, guess what? You're going to have to leave the fucking workforce. I'm sorry. If you want to get pregnant and leave the workforce and raise a kid, you're going to have to leave the workforce. So that leaves the other female that's working her ass off, applying herself. What's going to happen? She's obviously going to promote past the one that had the kid when the one that had the kid came back.
Yeah.
And they're trying to make it seem like there's an inefficiency, but there's not.
Yeah.
If I apply for a job the same time as a female applies for a job, we both get these same jobs, we're going to make the same amount of money. They're not going to say, oh, well, Nick's a dude. We're obviously going to pay him more.
Yeah, apparently.
It's a path you take in life. That's what the difference is.
What they say.
Am I making sense?
Yeah, but what they say is that the same job, given the same thing, everything, is that men do get paid more than women. And you know what? I actually agree that may be not as true as they say it is. They say women make 77 cents on the dollar.
They don't.
Compared to men. I don't think it's that.
There's not a women minimum wage and a man minimum wage.
But it doesn't have to do with necessarily minimum wage.
I'm just
saying it have to do with
wage in general.
Larger salaries, but
who works harder though? Who earns it? You have to fucking earn it. That's my point.
I agree. But here's the thing: you don't want the state coming in and imposing it. When the state comes in and imposes it, they use these hot button issues to gain control of the free market. And I'll tell you this. If the state had control of the free market for 100 years now,
there would be no
women and men. You'd be both be making a shitload less than you're making now.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so let's stop.
Proletariat, you'd be a proletariat.
We're both doing better because we stopped the government from getting involved so much. Let me continue on.
And I would, and don't get me wrong. If you're a lady that wants to go out and fucking get your shit on and start a company and be a CEO, you could absolutely do it. It absolutely happens in her life. But what pisses me off is this certain side of whatever media wants to say that there's a fucking gap. They get paid less just because they have a vagina and we have dicks. But that's not the fucking case. If a woman wants to apply herself at the same level, she can absolutely
make more money than a man. Let's do the research on that.
Let's do a feminist, is a female.
Let's do a feminism podcast, because I've been studying feminism. Let's do a feminism podcast and do the research on that one, so that we can present like facts. You know what I mean? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take another break. I wanted to cover three big subjects tonight.
And sorry, I keep fucking it up for Matt.
No, it's okay, but it's entertaining.
I hope so.
I think we'll
cover... Am I a douchebag? I'm not a chauvinist,
not
just
at
to
all.
Be honest.
Not at all. What we're going to do is we're going to cover one of these three, just Bernie Sanders, and then we'll cover the other ones next week. But we will do a show next week.
Let me finish off my point just so I could be clear, because I don't want to sound like a dickhead. If I had a daughter tomorrow, I would absolutely tell her, look, sweetheart, this is the, if this is your chances in life. You could be the housewife with the kids and no career, or you could absolutely take over the world in your own way and absolutely dominate a company, do whatever you want to do.
And both are equally admirable.
But you don't get both. You don't get both. You absolutely don't get both.
Oh, that's tough.
You know what I'm saying?
Huh. Let me think about that. That's tough. That's tough. Maybe. It's, I don't know.
Be motivated and have a career.
I don't know if it's
or stay
one
home
or the other.
Cook the lunches and shit and live the mediocre life. I don't see it any other way.
I don't know if it's one or the other. I'm not sure. Let me think about it. We'll take a quick break. All right, guys. Quick break.
This is called Graffiti the World.
Tagging a fucking wall.
Graffiti's the land with skyscrapers. Graffiti the sky with airplanes and satellites.
Beacon Podcast.
Coming at you live.
Are we graffitiing our Mother Earth? The argument could be made that when you look down from the sky and you see all of our cities, that that is akin to graffiti. That could be... I could see that. We're making our mark upon, something that's not ours. I could see that. I liked his correlation of... And then I see a fucking kid getting arrested for tagging a wall. Or something like that.
I like the line, we're addicted to addiction.
Yeah.
And what is our society addicted to right now?
Yeah. Oh, stupid they love fear porn. They're neurotransmitters.
Bruce Jenner's a chick now. I better watch that reality show.
Oh, my God. I know. Dude, don't even get me started because now this gets...
That's the addiction, dude.
Oh, dude, I know. Check out Miley Cyrus's new video. You have to see this. You have to see this.
Her and Katy Perry don't get along. What are we going to do about it?
Dude, I give a fuck less what's going on with them. Guess what? You've got these mega corporations that are jacking your funds and passing laws underneath your noses that are taking your freedoms away, but you'd rather see Katy Perry.
But they could rhyme words like Janet sky Jackson, nipple slip. And high and dry and my.
They're Idiocracy. Pretty,
and they got nice titties and asses.
You know what I mean? The idiots are taking over. Sorry.
I love that little bass line.
Nick, let me make some headway here.
All right, here we go.
Okay, so. The seventh staple that he wants is free tuition at public colleges and universities. Number eight, lifting the cap on taxable income above $250,000 to fund Social Security. Number nine, he wants a single-payer universal health care system. Of course he does. Number 10, he wants to require employers to give 12 weeks of paid family and medical leave, 2 weeks of paid vacation, and 7 days of paid
sick
days.
Wait, how many employers?
Require employers to give...
Every employer. Doesn't matter what business you own.
Private or public.
Okay, so how many... 12 weeks?
12 weeks of paid family and medical leave. 2 weeks of paid vacation and 7 days of paid sick days. 12 weeks is a lot.
3 months.
Yeah, but I'll get into that. I'm going to get into that later in a little bit. You'll see it's actually an insurance program that he touts.
But the point I'm trying to make is, with all the safety shit and the idiots and stuff, is... They devalue work and progression and productivity.
Because that's not what they want. They just want busy people. They want
arbitrary henchmen in the background
arbitrarily turning knobs. That's what they want, right?
Dumb motherfuckers just... I coughed yesterday, so I have to take the day off.
Just... They want knob turners, button pushers. They don't want passionate
that
people.
Make the same
creative passionate minds that are creating new ways to burst through our hurdles and technological breakthroughs that'll help us wean off of fossil fuels and technologies that could cause absolute freedom for humanity to where he could work one quarter as much and study three times as much. You know what I mean? They don't want that.
But and they at the same time they call themselves progressive.
No, because
thanks a lot, dickheads.
They are the masters of words.
I guarantee you, Bernie fucking Sanders considers him a progressive motherfucker
for sure.
But there's nothing that is not doing anything to help the progressiveness of society.
He's not helping us progress.
And in a better way? Are we progressing in a better way?
You know what? If you follow his society to its conclusion, it's Russia.
And not only Bernie Sanders, but same with Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, same. Same with most of the Republican candidates as well.
Exactly. And the Republicans are a fucking joke as well.
Yeah.
So just so you guys don't think we're trashing one side to promote another. They're all fucking retarded dickheads.
Although, since we're there, this is probably a good time to just bring up this clip. I have a clip.
All right.
It's not that I agree with this guy, because I, on half of the stuff that this guy says, I completely disagree. So I'm not condoning this candidate. But I just want to illustrate that me and Nick are not the only ones out there saying what we're saying. This is Dr. Ben Carson, the black guy. He's a very smart dude, but you'll see. We're not the only one saying this, Nick. This is a this is a major presidential candidate on the Republican ticket. Okay?
Let's rock it.
You are actually trying to make your country a better place.
Absolutely.
And you've been very brave in doing that. Tell me about United States today and the whole political landscape.
Sure. Well, recognize that, you know, this is a country that was established for, of, and by the people. It was never supposed to become for, of, and by the government. And people were supposed to be free in every way. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion. All of these things are under enormous attack right now in the United States. They have been for a while. There's an agenda. And, you know, people who read a lot know exactly what I'm talking about. If you go back and you look at the writings of Karl Marx and Vladimir Lenin and, Saul Alinsky, and they talk about how important it is to bring the United States into line with everybody else in order to achieve a new world order.
So me and Nick are not the only ones that are telling you guys
new
this.
New world order.
So this is happening, and it's just the truth. I mean, you guys can call it conspiracy theory or what, but what you're doing when you do that is you're name-calling, and you're shoving your head in the sand. You're not being smart, and you're not critically thinking. If you were critically thinking, you would know that this is an actual fact, and conspiracies have existed since the beginning of time. What caused the downfall of the Roman Empire? It was conspiracy. How did Julius Caesar get killed? He got killed by a conspiracy of nine or however many, Brutus, that whole thing. It's throughout history. That's, if there's anything I know, it's that people conspire together to gain power over others. That's one thing I know happens. And so for people to go, you're a conspiracy theorist, I'm like, are you fucking, what they've done is they've learned that term from the media.
It's a negative.
It's an ad hominem attack. So if they go, are you a conspiracy theorist? I'm like, dude, you're just a retard to even use that word. Like, you're a retard.
Well, we talked about it in previous podcasts about, terms that we would use as an effect to conspire against people. Like, as a conspiracy theorist, they could say, well, I know this guy is a conspiracy theorist, and he thinks a street sweeper is watching us. He's watching us.
Yeah, that's what they've equated it to.
Yeah. And they'll make you seem stupid.
Yeah. And it's not, have I ever said that?
No.
Have I ever said the street sweeper is watching you?
No, but what I'm saying is, like, once they've told you, they've done the red herring effect, like, look over here, look.
Yeah.
The street sweeper's just sweeping the shit. He's not watching you. It's, that argument is stupid, and all conspiracy theorists are stupid.
Yeah. They throw the baby out with the bathwater, to speak. But so I just thought that I would play that because there is a major presidential candidate. Dude's been on Fox News several times, and he is telling you straight up there is an agenda. It's driven by the teachings of Marx, Lenin, and Saul Alinsky. We've told you that on this fucking podcast. And he said it's in order to create a new world order. We've told you that. So many times on this podcast, it hurts. But if you are still in disbelief, I mean, you may be somebody that has their head in the sand. And you might just kind of consider what you're taking in as information. And you may be being influenced by these ad hominem attacks, you know?
Exactly. So what do we do now, man? Like, if it's too late for people to
get that to that to the end of this.
All right.
We can't go into what do we do. We got to talk about what's going on. The best way to handle what do we do is by knowing what's going on.
Like what? Like I think like maybe I should just move to Alaska, eat salmon, hunt bears.
Well, let's talk about this.
Okay.
But we got to know what's going on first.
All right.
That way, you got to know your enemy in order to know how to fight him, right?
So are we still talking about Bernie Sanders?
Or? Yeah, and okay. It's going to be a little bit.
Cool, cool.
Unfortunately. I've only gotten that far.
Yeah, sorry, but I don't agree with this guy, and he's going to piss me off. And
I know, but you got to let me go a little bit. It's okay. I don't mind.
I'm going to trash him every step of the way. I mean, I'm sorry.
I don't mind. Right. He's saying horrible shit, so I get it. I'm just trying to help you out.
He's an
time.
Absolute douche, which we're trying to refrain from the douchebaggery, right?
Yep.
But ladies, thanks for douching.
Thank you. Not the douchebags are bad.
Literally douching. That's amazing. Douchebags? Not so good.
So, Nick.
Yes.
This Bernie Sanders guy, he wants universal child care and pre-kindergarten program. He wants to fight for the Employee Free Choice Act.
As it pertains to what? Free choice of what?
The Employee Free Choice Act is... Employee Free Choice. Did I write it down? Employee Free Choice. Ah, damn it. I wrote it down here and I didn't research it. So that's my bad. That's one error. Occasionally I make some errors. I meant to... I made a note to do some research on that and I never did. So I don't know.
It's okay.
He wants to break up large financial institutions. And so that was just all under income and wealth inequality.
So let's break that down. He wants to break those banks that every bank owns and is going to own each other.
This is where he gets in next. He specifically outlines, he says, get big money out of politics. This is on his website. I'm getting all this off of his website.
And who's paying him to become a candidate, by the way?
He is getting paid by the labor unions.
Who don't do that much labor, by the way.
Now, do you know what labor unions originated from? The socialist movement. Workers unite.
Mm-hmm.
Workers of the world, unite is the socialist slogan. So every time you think, because I actually belong to a union and it's a joke, right? Well, it's
they just take your money.
What they're doing is it's socialist. They're taking they're collectively bargaining on behalf of you. It's collectivism.
And is that your word?
It's collectivism.
Hmm.
So he wants to, and as far as getting big money out of politics, he wants to pass the quote unquote democracy is for the people constitutional amendment that would, overturn the Citizens United amendment, Citizens United. Number two, he wants to support the Disclose Act. And that's where I think a lot of these financial institutions have to disclose what they're doing. I actually agree with some of this. Number three, he wants to... Any Supreme Court nominee of his would commit to overturning that Citizens United Act. It's funny because now you have two branches there. He's basically requiring the Supreme Court to do something. And aren't those supposed to be two separate branches? He's in the executive, if he becomes president. He's requiring the Supreme Court to sign on to a certain ideology.
Hmm.
So he's trying to combine the judicial branch with the executive branch. Interesting.
So he just slammed more fucking ideas down.
Well, it's just, yeah, that's why they separated the branches, is so you could have these things battling each other so that we could eventually get to some good, you know? That's
just
why.
Like Obama's like, I'm just going to, whatever you say, I'm going to fight, I'm going to veto it, I'm going to make shit happen.
Yeah. Same thing. Same fucking thing. So now he wants to create decent paying jobs. And again, he wants to spend $1 trillion over 5 years for 13 million construction jobs. He wants to, like I said earlier, eliminate NAFTA, CAFTA, TPP, PNTR with China.
Did he say TPP?
Yeah. Yeah, he did say
TPP. He acknowledged it.
On his website.
So he's the first politician to acknowledge the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Yep. And other free trade agreements.
Really?
I actually agree with that.
Yeah, but what the fuck? So that's one step backwards.
It's a carrot. It's a carrot.
Yeah. That's his one step backwards, two steps forward, right?
Yeah.
As a socialist.
There may be.
What's his next agenda?
Remember, a lot of these aren't involving the major socialist nations. So if he is...
But he's the first politician to actually acknowledge...
Yeah, but follow me here.
Okay.
If he is actually subscribing into the socialist nation ideology, he may be being bankrolled by China or Russia, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they're not privy to any of these agreements. Okay. You know what I mean? So it could be something along those lines.
Right on.
You know what I mean?
I was just shocked that that would come up.
It's okay, though. We're digging into some stuff. If you guys are still listening, we're getting into some stuff. Just keep listening. He wants to... I've already talked about that one. Now he says he wants to eliminate racial injustice. Now what he wants to do is demilitarize the police.
Which we are kind of cool with.
I would agree with that.
Posse Comitatus Act.
I agree with that. There's no reason to have military here. He wants to invest in community policing, increasing civilian oversight of the police departments, which I would agree with. He said, I had to write this whole quote down because this is what he wrote. He said, "We need police forces that reflect the diversity of our communities."
What? How do you know who's going to apply for the fucking job?
No, what that means is whatever the demographic of the community is, women, men, Asians, blacks.
Yeah, good luck with
this,
that, dude.
That's what's going to be reflected. That's what he wants to do. That's socialism. Watch that go.
No. How are you going to make that happen?
If he's president, that's what he wants to do. He said it. It's on his website. I'm reading from his website.
Look, I'm against police brutality, all that. But how are you going to make that happen? Like, you have to pass a certain regulations. Like, okay, you've never been to jail, so you can be a cop or whatever. You don't have these. How are you going to make chicks, like, want to be cops?
Check this out. This is where it starts here. We're getting into the cop thing.
Or Koreans.
This is on the racial justice thing. So, he wants to federalize a police training program with input from activists and organizations like Black Lives Matter.
All lives matter.
So, Black Lives Matter is now going to be in charge of training your cops.
So don't handcuff black people.
All I'm saying
here's
is...
Here's the thing. I have a problem with that. If 100%... Okay, let's say 97% of the people who apply for the job are green people, but 20% of the job are purple people, and only 2% of the people who apply for the job are purple people, how do you justify that? Not that of these people exist. I'm just saying.
Getting into absolute silliness. This is how idiocracy.
That's why I'm being silly. Yeah. But then you have a.
Oh, you can't use common sense with these guys.
We talked about in the beginning. That's why we started with polls. Idiocracy.
They go off of polls. So they go off of votes. So whatever the society starts voting for, they start going for. And that tells you kind of how fucked up society's getting.
Okay, so let's say you had a neighborhood of gray people, all right? 100% neighborhood of gray people. 100% of that neighborhood is gray. But the people who apply, only 1% of gray people and 90%, okay, so it'd be 10% to your 90%. 90% of orange people apply. And 1% of gray people apply. If these people ever existed, how would you hire it? I'm sorry, but the polls say you're going to have a little bit more orange cops than you will gray cops.
Yeah.
And if your gray people are fucking shit up, Maybe the gray cops should say, hey, homies in my gray neighborhood, maybe we should fix some shit.
Yeah, no, it's only going to have to do with the demographic of the percentages of the population. Yeah, you're right.
But it's not going to work. Who's applying for the job? Who hasn't been locked up?
I'm telling
you. If you're going to be an authority figure.
Doesn't work. Now, check out what else he wants to do. Watch.
Sorry, I'm being a dick.
You're getting frustrated.
I'm being a dick.
I get it, but I'm not done. I'm not even close to done.
And should I not be pissed off about this shit?
Maybe you should be.
It's absolutely stupid.
He wants to federally fund body cameras for cops.
Cool with that. I'm absolutely cool with that.
Ah, this was a test. Because when I first read this, I was like, that sounds cool. And then when I checked it out again, I was like, oh, sneaky. I'm not cool with it. Let me read it again.
Okay.
Federally fund body cameras for cops.
Fully fund.
Federally fund body cameras for cops.
I'm still cool with it, man.
Now, what if I say it like this? Federally fund body cameras for cops.
I understand what you're saying. It's coming from the feds. It's coming from your taxes. Some areas don't have
as
much crime.
And everything that they always give is quid pro quo. So if the feds
give it for this,
give something, then they always expect something in return. They never give something freely. It's always a power grab. Always. Always. They never go, yeah, you should have this. That's not how it works, people. It's a money game. So I'll read it again. Federally fund body cameras for cops. Do you see how impervious it is now? It took me a little bit because I wrote it down did I actually catch it.
I'm still cool with it.
Do you want the feds in charge? Or do you want local sheriffs being in charge of themselves?
I want them to have body cameras, absolutely.
Well, they're doing that anyways.
Now they are. But we might not know the truth what happened to Rodney King.
Do you need the feds to come in and pay for that?
No, because what's going to happen is it's going to be all of them are going to be
and they're going to be required. Now they're going to have to report all it to the federal government.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm cool with the cops being because I have no problem with recording the police. You should absolutely be able to
record. The key with that one is federally funded. That's the key. The key with that one, with all of it, is federal funding. Guaranteed.
Well, the way I interpreted it is every cop that beats a motherfucker up is going to be recorded from the beginning to the end.
Well, check this out. Here's the agenda. The local sheriff departments are... This is the agenda. Now, I'm giving you straight up nuts and bolts.
Okay.
No bullshit. Because now I've had too many beers to fuck around.
All right. And I got a bail in a little while. I got to go film my thing.
I know.
Sorry, man. Sorry. But this is great. I love the show. So far, the show has been great.
Well, even if you've got to go, I'm gonna finish.
All right, brother, man.
The goal is for the federal government to assume control
of
our local sheriffs. Now, here's the beauty of our sheriff's departments. This is one of the only structures in government right now that are actually controlled by the people. We get to vote for our local sheriff. The federal government, the state, our state of California that we're in, has nothing to do with it. We get to vote for our local sheriff, and our local sheriff has to do with what we say, or we actually get to vote his ass out.
How often does that happen?
Well, so let me continue. Okay. One of the biggest powers in the country is the local sheriff. Just because that local sheriff doesn't have to answer The governor is not his boss. The president is not his boss. He doesn't have a boss.
The community is.
He is sovereign in his community as the sheriff. So if you really think about that and you let that digest, does it make sense why the federal government would want to come in and start dominating local police efforts?
Push the socialist agenda.
It's federalization of local police departments. So that's why I say that this stuff is not okay. That's why it's not okay for the feds to fund sheriff body cameras. Because what I know, I know this game, man. Mm-hmm. I study this game. And this game, that game is, I'm going to give you cameras. And the people are going to vote for it because it sounds great. But what that means is, I'm giving you funding, and if you fuck with me, I'm pulling your funding. I'm yanking the rug out from under you. And we all know how those systems work. Once you get used to funding, you need it. Mm-hmm. You end up spending it, and you end up needing it. That's just the truth. That's how it works. I would recommend to any local department, don't even take it. If you had a good fucking sheriff, that motherfucker, don't even take federal funding. Don't do it. Because it's a trap. It's a trap. So, that's what I have to say about that. Did I bring...
Absolutely. It's cool, man.
That makes sense.
I just wish we utilized
support
these.
Your local police departments. Definitely support them. The federalization, the militarization of them...
And if they're doing wrong...
Ain't cool.
Absolutely don't support them.
But... Here's the thing, Nick, that I've found out is the only things that are getting media hype that we all hear about are when they do wrong. And so right now, all of a sudden, all cops are doing wrong. But they're not.
Ratings. They got your ratings, man.
It's because the feds are trying to diminish their authority so that they can come in and step in.
Makes sense.
That's what it is. They want to come in. They've already done it. I've read. It's 109 pages. You guys want to look it up? It's called the Presidential Committee on 21st Century Policing. And it's a 109-page document. Obama convened this meeting between mayors, sheriffs,
Police
chiefs, all this stuff, and they conglomerated all their ideas into how to federalize local police forces. You read it, you'll be blown away.
One world government. That makes sense.
Well, here's the thing. What's happening with the states and the federal government, is a conglomeration where the feds assuming control. Now, the same thing that's happening on that scale is happening on a global scale, to where each individual country has its own ideas, but that's being controlled on an international scale via the UN. And the UN is now trying to be as assertive to its satellite things as the federal government is being assertive upon its states and its counties. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's a big ladder of hierarchy of power. The UN is a motherfucker. When we get into the creation of it, who created it, its beliefs, what's still up on its website that you can look at, that it says, crazy. Things we are going into on this podcast. That UN is awful. We've all learned, remember when we were growing up in school, the UN is peace.
Mm-hmm.
It equals peace. Blue helmets come in. And peace comes. Because what are we doing? We're spreading peace. We're spreading democracy.
Hotel Rwanda.
No, you know what they're doing? They're spreading a one world government. That's what they're doing. Is it easier now to see?
Absolutely.
Okay. Good. I'm glad that it takes a little bit of time, but...
Step by step, everybody. That's what the Beacon Podcast is bringing to you. And we hope... We're helping you out. And we wish the best for humanity is the point.
We really do, man. We love you guys so much, and all we want is to help you understand. So, with that, I think that it would be kind of cruel to put him through more of this.
So cruel.
You know? Do you want to keep going, or do you want
to I got a bail. To be honest with you, I got a bail, dude.
Let's cut it right here. When we continue the next show, though, let's promise ourselves we'll do it next week, and we will continue right where we left off, in the middle of the Bernie Sanders talk. And it's only because we ran out of time, guys. It's just too much good stuff to go over.
So that being said, if you have any Bernie Sanders information, please shoot us up on Twitter. That's our best bet. And if you have any information that you would like us to look into,
I would shoot a card at him.
Yeah.
I love it.
Hit it up. You know, Twitter's the best bet, I believe. But if you go to Twitter at Beacon Podcast, and you have any information on any of the topics we're talking about at all, or something that you're interested, that's the fastest way. You can hit us up on Facebook at The Beacon Podcast. Obviously, if you've heard this, we're on iTunes. You can email us at TheBeaconPodcast@gmail.com. So if you have a lot of information that you'd like to get to us, whatever complaints, whatever it might be, please. We'd love to hear from you regardless.
And if you have an Android platform, just type in, Nick, read them the last two websites. These, if you have an Android or you're listening on a PC, put these websites in your web browser bar.
Okay.
And they will take you right to our show.
So you have Feeds. That's feedburner.com/TheBeaconPodcast. You could try that on your Android. Or you could do www.TheBeaconPodcast@blogspot.com.
Yeah, and that
might be easier method of.
Well, they both work. They just bring you different things. If you're trying, if you have an independent podcast app, and they ask for an URL, a URL, then do the feeds.feedburner.com. Do that one. If you're just on a web browser and you just want something to pop up that you can list you right now, then put in the Blogspot one.
And as always, in times of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act.
We love you guys so much. We're going to end this show with possibly the best presidential speech ever recorded with modern technology. We had the opportunity to record this, and we mix it to a little jam. We love you guys so much. This is before he was murdered. This is Kennedy talking about how secret societies actually control the world. We love you guys. Peace. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes. or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silent, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program. For from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence. And the response and dedication of our citizens, whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain. Not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental. Not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news. For it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, to the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.